Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Economic Chill. Today, we're diving into something super crucial, especially in these crazy job markets, embracing failure as a learning opportunity. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing that elusive success, but tripping over your own feet along the way? Yeah, I get it. It's frustrating, but let me tell you, those stumbles aren't always bad. They can actually be the stepping stones to something even greater. Think about it. How many iconic stories are there about people who failed their way to success? Thomas Edison, J.K. Rowling, Oprah Winfrey, all these titans had their share of setbacks before hitting the big time. And guess what? They learned from those failures, dusted themselves off, and came back stronger. That's the beauty of it. Failure is a teacher disguised as a stumbling block. So, how do we actually make this whole failure as learning thing work for us? Here are five key takeaways to keep in mind. First things first, reframe your perspective. Instead of viewing failure as a dead end, see it as a chance to course correct. Think about it like a GPS. Sometimes it takes you on a detour before getting you to your final destination. Those detours might be annoying, but they can also reveal hidden gems along the way. You never know what valuable insights or skills you'll pick up during those wrong turns. Second, don't shy away from asking for feedback. This is huge. When things don't go as planned, it's easy to want to hide and pretend it didn't happen. But reaching out to trusted friends, mentors, or even colleagues can provide invaluable perspective. They might see something you missed, offer constructive criticism, or simply remind you that you're not alone in this journey. Third, analyze your missteps. This isn't about dwelling on the negative. It's about understanding what happened and why. What went wrong? Was there a lack of planning, communication, or maybe just plain bad luck? Once you identify the root cause, you can start brainstorming solutions for next time. Think of it like a detective case. Gather your clues, analyze the evidence, and draw your conclusions. Fourth, celebrate small victories. Progress isn't always linear, so don't forget to acknowledge every step forward, no matter how small. Did you overcome a fear? Successfully complete a challenging task? Celebrate those wins. They build momentum and keep you motivated during those tough times. Remember, even the biggest achievements are built on a foundation of smaller successes. And finally, never stop learning. The world is constantly changing, and so should we. Embrace new challenges, seek out opportunities for growth, and never stop expanding your knowledge base. Failure might feel like a setback, but it's also an invitation to learn, adapt, and become even stronger than before. Now, let me tell you about Sarah. She's a brilliant graphic designer who landed her dream job at a prestigious advertising agency. But things weren't always smooth sailing. During her first big project, she presented a design that didn't quite hit the mark. She felt crushed, like all those late nights and countless revisions had gone to waste. But Sarah took a deep breath, listened to the feedback from her team, and used it as an opportunity to learn. She researched industry trends, studied successful campaigns, and practiced her presentation skills. By the next project, she was confident and prepared, delivering a stunning design that wowed everyone. Sarah turned a potential failure into a stepping stone for success by embracing the learning process. So there you have it, five key takeaways to help you turn those stumbles into springboards. Remember, failure isn't the opposite of success, it's a part of it. Embrace the journey, learn from your experiences, and never stop pushing yourself towards greatness. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Economic Chill. Make sure to share this with anyone who needs a little reminder that even when things get tough, there's always something valuable to learn. You can catch us tomorrow for another dose of real talk about navigating the job market. Until then, stay chill.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.